The Tafel Music Chamber Choir will inaugurate its 2023-24 season with a choral kaleidoscope from Monteverdi to Bach, directed by Ivars Torrens. The concerts take place November 17th and 18th at 8 p.m., November 19th at 3 p.m. at beautiful Jean Lamont Hall, Trinity St. Paul's Center. Tickets available at tafelmusic.org. Now, for this program, Torrens has curated some of his favorite works, from breathtaking originality of Monteverdi to the luminosity of Bach. Within this spectrum, the choir and orchestra explore a rich palette of contrasts, encompassing the singular styles of several European Baroque composers, from the very familiar to hidden gems. It is the chamber choir's first program for this 45th anniversary season. Ivars Torrens is the founding director of the Tafel Music Chamber Choir. He has conducted on so many stages across this country, a passionate lecturer, a teacher at the University of Toronto, of course, with the faculty of the Glenn Gould School. You might know him as Handel in Sing Along Messiah as well, award-winning performance and nominated. Ivars Torrens, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Lovely to be here.
We were just talking as we were getting ready to sit down that you're brushing off the wig and starting to think about the Sing Along Messiah.
That's
the first time in a while, right?
The pandemic kind of shut us down for the Sing Along for 3 years now, so Handel's coming back.
Handel's hugely popular, always loved, and kind of fun to
think
about it again.
Cathartic experience, and as much as I freak out getting ready for it, it's just such a joy to be part of it, and the high afterwards is amazing for everybody.
And not only your ensemble, but of course everybody taking part.
Yeah.
It's such a wonderful experience for everybody. So while I've got you here, and since we're just talking about Handel, let's reflect on 45 years for a moment, because it's kind of one of those anniversaries. It's not 50. We're not there yet. But think back for us for just a moment on what that number means to you and what this timing means to you.
It's crazy because it's two-thirds of my life.
Yeah.
I joined Tafel Musik as a founding member when I was 23, and I'm still here, part of it.
And people don't understand that it was this scrappy ensemble at the beginning.
It was not
this world renowned. You know, you go into books like BBC and NPR right now, and you look in early music, and Tafel Musik gets named. That wasn't the way it started.
No, it was a dream of a bunch of us who had studied performance practice and wanted to create something in Toronto. That dream just blossomed, and yes, it was rough around the edges, and it was considered kind of weird and bohemian and open-toed sandals and tofu kind of.
Which is hilarious now, because there are so many ensembles that are, you know, kind of similar around the world now, right?
Very much so. Well, it was one of the first in Canada and North America. So it took fire, and through Jean Lamont's leadership, it just blossomed. And I look back in awe at everything that we've accomplished, from the multitude of CDs and touring the world and our mainstay, which is our subscription series in Toronto, and our loyal audience. There's so few period ensembles, especially in Europe, that can rely on that kind of an audience. They have to sort of bop around Europe.
Sure.
So it's been incredibly rewarding and, part of my life and my wife, Charlotte Nettinger's, as well.
Yeah, an incredible legacy. And I'll just quickly point out about those recordings. I can't really say it enough, but I look at that heyday of a lot of those Jean Lamont-led recordings. They still absolutely sparkle on the radio, and they sound so, so good. And so nice to look back at those. All right, so let's look at Choral Kaleidoscope from Monteverdi to Bach, November 17th and 18th, 8 p.m. November 19th, the matinee, 3 p.m. at Jean Lamont Hall, and fairly recently named for Jean Lamont, Trinity St. Paul Center. Tickets available at tafelmusic.org. So you wanted to do something special here, and this has really got your fingerprints on it.
Yeah, I decided that rather than doing a major work, I wanted to feature the choir, focus on the choir, and have the opportunity to look at smaller works or excerpts of works in a kaleidoscopic manner, so that one could hear various composers and see them side by side, juxtapose them and compare them. So we start off with Monteverdi and we go all the way to Bach. And the Bach centerpiece is the motet Jesu meine Freude, which is just an absolutely phenomenal work. It is like the mountain that every choral group wants to climb.
I mean, can we just say that Bach, he just doesn't disappoint all that often, does he?
And the motets, his motets are amazing, but Jesumund und Freude, 20 minutes of solid, incredible music making, and the structure itself is just so remarkable that you don't even notice it. I mean, it's a palindrome. So 11 movements, the sixth one, which is the middle point, is a five-part fugue, and then you realize that the beginning and the end mirror each other. You know, it's breathtaking.
It is breathtaking. I'm so curious about you walking in with these ideas, and that's one thing, right? And then it's actually having to work so hard with your performers to kind of pull this together and not only work the music, but also just work your vision for that kaleidoscope. And yeah. So it's sort of a big loaf of bread.
It's a warhorse. And there's a lot of music because we're not doing an oratorio or a passion where you've got arias in between and instrumental bits. The choir's on the whole time and they're feeling it. But it is so rewarding. And the other works that I chose really were this kind of journey from the 17th century. We explore Italy, we explore 17th century and 18th century Vienna and Germany. We bop over to England. So we've got Monteverdi and lesser known composers like Rossi.
We do have a Purcell in there as well.
We have Purcell in England. Yeah. And we visit France with Lalande. So it's combining the more well-known composers and some of the more well-known pieces with stuff that's new, not only for the audiences, but for Taftmusik Chamber Choir, and throwing them in this kaleidoscopic tube that you can look through and you can turn it a bit and you have a new picture as you compare these various styles and the various musics.
I do love that because we will know some of the names. We will know some of the composers as we go through the concert. And so those will be these tent poles as we go through. But then we can start to see who influenced who and what was popular in a given decade or a given century. And that is a wonderful experience.
Well, there are composers that have kind of fallen through the cracks that shouldn't have.
Right, of course.
Lotti, one of them, he inspired Bach and Zelenka and Handel. And then Stefani. Who? Stefani? I hadn't heard of Stefani until Cecilia Bartoli did her groundbreaking CD and DVD with his music.
Sure.
Some years back, we did a whole program devoted to him with Christina Szabo as our soloist. And it's just phenomenal music. And to realize that he was kind of the inspiration for Handel. He was also his mentor. He got him connected to the court at Hanover with George the Elector, Georg the Elector, who would become George I of England. All these connections, and I find connections really fascinating and important, that we're not just looking at the well-known and the chestnuts, but we see how everyone influenced everyone else.
And it is always notable, too, that it's not like Vivaldi has been known, for example, through the centuries. These people do disappear. They come back and they come into fashion and what have you for various reasons.
Exactly,
So I think that's part of the work that you do, right, is putting this light on some of these names that maybe...
I think it's really important.
Yeah.
So that we're not just exploring the familiar, but like in a good restaurant, when the chef decides to bring you something that he wanted to make just at the moment, you have the trust and to know that this is going to be really special.
And you're the chef, and we're going to enjoy your menu. It's going to be happening on November 17th, 8 p.m., November 18th at 8 p.m., November 19th at 3 p.m. It is a choral kaleidoscope, and we just got a sense of what you're going to experience there. I think be open, but also be ready to be absolutely wowed by what you're going to see from Monteverdi to Bach. And just a congratulations on this season, 45 years, and this particular concert. And of course, we'll look forward to Messiah a little later in the season.
Thanks so much.
Ivar Torrens has been with us, director of the Taftmusik Chamber Choir. Of course, you can pick up those tickets. They start at $30, $42 for the November 18th concert, available at taftmusik.org. Let's listen to this. This is from A Choral Kaleidoscope.